No, I can't hear me, but that's okay. I live for Advent. So it's a great day for me. Okay. Let us listen for what God is speaking to us today as we look at Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice, with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And this is the word of the Lord. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Last year, Hurricane Sandy barreled through New Jersey and gave many of us a new appreciation for what it means to be in darkness. So many lost their homes and all that they owned. Personal loss can lead us to that dark place. Some of us, while our homes were spared, found ourselves without electricity for a significant amount of time. In my family's case, it was 10 days. I don't know about you, but for me in my life, I had never been in a situation where I did not have access to light or to heat. And I can tell you quite honestly, I did not like it. I felt uneasy and out of control. I became aware that the daylight ended much too quickly. I found myself hurrying to get things done because I knew once the light was gone, I wouldn't be able to see a thing. I would feel helpless. And while I did have a flashlight, which helped just a bit, I still couldn't see the full picture. There were things that still were not within my ability to see them. And as I fumbled around in the dark of my own home, I realized that I did not feel safe. I felt anxious and I felt fearful. I found myself huddled up in my bed with my blankets as I impatiently waited for the morning and the light to come. And I remember specifically the elated joy that I felt as I saw the Alabama power truck drive down my street, because suddenly I had confidence that light would be restored. I could feel my whole body relax. I could feel relief for the first time since the storm hit. And for the first time, I finally found a sense that it would be all right. Once the lights turned on, my hope returned. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. So what is it about darkness or absence of light that grips us? I am certain that each of us have experienced a dark time in our life. It could be the phone call we receive that tells us someone we loved has just died, or watching someone we love suffer with an addiction that is destroying their life, or perhaps it is a debilitating depression whose grip has caused us to be paralyzed. Perhaps these are there are things that you dreamed of, and the reality that they simply will not come true for you. Or maybe you or a loved one are suffering a long and terrible illness. The path to darkness can begin with a myriad of possibilities, and there is no discrimination. In many ways, these dark times have the potential to become a prison for us. They keep us fearful and resistant to see to what we cannot see. We lose our sense of hope. The cold grip of darkness affects our entire view of how we see things in the world, and we enter into this sort of black hole. Nothing goes the way we hope. Our heart is in a continued state of brokenness, and people tell us to look on the bright side, and we say, there is no bright side. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Darkness can be more than our circumstances and more than a breaking of our hearts. Darkness can be our point of view. When we refuse to allow ourselves to see the other side of the coin, the other perspective, we are in darkness. When we become so entrenched in our way of doing things and will not entertain new possibilities, we are spiraling into a darkness that rids us of any possibility of new life. When we completely lose our morality and decide to go with the flow, you know, everyone else is doing it, our lives become dark and muddy. When we put our ways above God's ways, we begin the long walk of darkness that leads away from God. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. That is what Isaiah tells us. Very clearly, without a doubt, Isaiah decrees that the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is not spoken in the future tense as if it will happen. This has already happened. Those who lived, not those who live, those who lived in deep darkness, on them light has shined. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppression, you have broken as on the day of Midian. So what burdens are you carrying today? Do you know that the yoke of your burden has been lifted? That the heavy rod that has been strapped to your shoulders, weighing you down, that bar that prevents you from moving ahead has been lifted? Did you know? Do you feel it? Our darkness is gone. Voila! You should feel good as new. Do you? Or does this message of hope seem too unrealistic? Today, on the first Sunday of Advent, we are reminded that the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. We lit our Advent candle this morning, and as we watch the flame burn, we are invited once again to claim that we are people of the light. We are people who have walked in darkness. We have made mistakes that have drawn us away from God. We have been the victims of circumstances, and we have allowed those circumstances to overcome us. We have decided to do things our own way, to make our own plans and not consider what God has to say. All of this is true. But friends, what Isaiah is telling us today is that it doesn't have to be that way. We no longer have to continue to sink into the abyss of the dark or rely on what seem like quick fixes or self-centered desires. We have seen a great light, and that light is Christ. Through Christ, everything has been made new. The darkness of this world cannot overcome us when we put Christ first in our lives. Advent is calling us out of the darkness, out of the demands of this world. Advent is calling you to run and not walk toward the light of Christ. Advent is calling you to leave your worries, your fears, your old habits, your naysaying ways, our limited ideas behind, and follow the light of Christ. There's a poem written by Portia Nelson. Some of you may have heard it. It's called My Life in Five Chapters. And it goes like this. Chapter 1, I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find my way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I cannot believe I am in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it is there. I still fall in. It's a habit, but my eyes are open. I know where I am. I get out immediately. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. My friends, choose a new street this Advent. Choose the street of light, the street that leads to Jesus. He is here waiting for you, waiting for us all. We don't need to choose the darkness. The darkness cannot overwhelm us when the light of Christ surrounds us. Christ dwells in us. We can truly be the people who once walked in darkness, but now are people who have seen a great light, the light of Christ. Amen.